Some sad news from Zimbabwe today. The death of singer-songwriter Oliver Mutukudzi at the age of 66.
Wow, I really like the song. I've actually been learning about him all day and heard he made a pretty big impact.
Yeah, big impact on the world, on Zimbabwe, of course, and on me personally. That's the world's Brandy Fullwood, one of the producers here at the show.
You spent a whole day with him in 2002 and went guitar shopping? What was that like?
Yeah, I was doing a profile of Oliver Mutukudzi. He was in New York for the day, and he needed to buy a new guitar. So I said, I know where the nearest guitar shop is. I took him down to Sam Ash, and it was kind of a great, clever way to sit there and have like a command performance from Oliver Mutukudzi on four or five different guitars. He was also doing the Dave Letterman show that night.
Our next guest, one of Zimbabwe's most celebrated and popular singers. His wonderful new CD is called Vunza Moto. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Oliver Mutukudzi.
But you also got to do some of your own interviews with him.
Yeah, that's right. So I had like an hour and a half, 2 hours in the afternoon. We were at his hotel room in Midtown. And we talked about a lot of things. But I started by asking him about a comment made by a Zimbabwean critic. This is 2002, remember. And he had written, this critic, that Oliver Mutukudzi's music is like an iron fist in a velvet glove. I wanted to hear from Tuku, as he's known, what he thought that meant.
What could that mean? And fist in a velvet glove. Maybe he's trying to say that what I talk about in my song goes through. And my rhythms are the velvet glove that makes you accept the lyrics in the song. I'm just guessing, but I think that's what he meant.
He's just an amazing, he was an amazing performer. Very forceful and upbeat and gets the crowd dancing. And a voice that, you know, like that velvet glove, is a velvety voice.
And that velvet voice likely comes with really beautiful messages. Did you get a chance to talk to him about what his lyrics meant and if those had an impact on people?
We did. There's a song called Todi, which Mutukudzi composed, which is about taking precautions with your health in the age of HIV and AIDS. And Zimbabwe was pretty heavily hit by the disease. So he was talking to people kind of almost in the absence of proper health education and giving them messages that they can use literally in their everyday lives.
Wow.
And that's actually tied into the musical culture of Zimbabwe.
In my culture, we use music to ease up a situation, to neutralize the tension in times of bad. So I tried to make a beautiful tune that people can dance to, but at the same time talking about so serious issues. I'm trying to intrigue dialogue between people about, because that song is merely questions of little issues that people never talk about, you know? Like when you're pregnant and you realize you are HIV positive, what shall we do then?
Do you think his messages were getting through then?
Well, for an American audience, always hard to tell because he's sang in Shona, and I don't think there are a lot of people in the United States who understand Shona, but if you knew, oh, that's Todi, you knew that was a song about HIV/AIDS. In Zimbabwe, though, those messages were definitely getting through. I mean, he was able to talk about politics through parables, and he was able to talk about HIV/AIDS in a very literal way, and he felt he was connecting.
You know, now that you said that, that really makes me think about how I listen to music and share music with my friends or with my family, and connecting is a pretty big part of that.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to like talk to your friends or family or people at shows about what being at those shows or what his music meant to you?
People that I know who saw Oliver Mutukudzi once, they got it because it was so beautiful and just so accessible. It was immediately translatable to an American audience, whether you understood Shona or not.
So I guess you have some recommendations for me then.
Too many recommendations, but I'll go with Vunza Moto, the CD that Dave Letterman mentioned in his introduction to Mutukudzi in 2002 on his show. Vunza Moto has all of the elements you need to get what Oliver Tuku Mutukudzi was all about. His gentle voice, those beautiful guitar lines, it's all there.
So we're going to hear it then, right?
You bet.
Thanks, Marco.
You're welcome, Brandy. That was The World's Brandy Fullwood interviewing me, and this is Wangororo from the album Funze Moto from the late Oliver Mutukudzi.